Saturday Night Live. One day in late March of 2004, Jeff Zucker, the brilliant president of NBC, called to make an appointment to see me at my office. I knew something big must be up for him to pay a personal visit. He said, "I'd like to see you." So he arrived at my office and said, "Donald, do me a favor. Host Saturday Night Live." I like and respect Jeff a great deal, and we'd been experiencing a tremendous success with The Apprentice, so I couldn't say no. I'd like to say that I showed up a few hours before the show on Saturday, April 3rd, tried on some costumes, learned a few lines, and then did the show live with the help of the hilarious Saturday Night Live regulars. As with The Apprentice, that wasn't the case. It took up a few days of my time. A few days well worth it, as experiences go. Saturday Night Live is a legendary show, and being asked to be the host was a great honor. Considering its 29-year history, I was walking into something big and something new to me. Comedy skits, a monologue, a face-to-face with someone who imitates me for a living. A chicken number. Were they joking? Yes, and quite well. Here's how the show came together that week. Preparation. On Tuesday, I met with Lorne Michaels' terrific team of 17 writers, led by Tina Fey. They pitched ideas and asked questions. We chatted for about 1 hour. How much could they get in 1 hour? Plenty, as it turned out. On Wednesday, the writers had 35 sketches completed, which they presented to me in a series of read-throughs. Some of these writers had been at SNL for over a decade. Five are new this year, and one was new that week. The job of an SNL writer is tough. There's no fooling around. Lorne Michaels and Marcy Klein certainly know what they're doing. After the 35 sketches were finished, they narrowed them down to approximately 12 skits considered viable for the show. This process took about 3 hours, and then I was free to go back to my office. On Thursday, we read through the chosen sketches where I interacted with members of the SNL team and got a feel for the format of the show. On Friday, we had our first full day, which started at 1:30 p.m. and ended at 10:30 p.m. We blocked and did run-throughs of the skits on undressed sets on the SNL stage. Originally Toscanini's recording studio and built on springs to avoid the rumble of the subways underneath the NBC building. That space is historic. It has about 7,000 square feet of workable space, which isn't a lot, considering what the show accomplishes every week. In the first skit, I played a hippie in a business meeting about the worldwide marketing of bongs. After three quick run-throughs, I realized that I was dreading having to wear the long blonde wig they'd picked out for me. Luckily, this skit would be cut during dress rehearsal. I hate messing up my hair for any reason, even for SNL. On the way to the next skit, I stopped and chatted with Greg Tull, who had worked at SNL as head of props for 25 years. He's also a fellow graduate of the New York Military Academy. He reassured me when he told me I was doing a great job so far, a vote of confidence I trusted, as he's watched countless rehearsals over the years.